Esther chapter 2. After these things, when the wrath of King Ahasuerus, or Xerxes, had calmed, he remembered Vashti and what she had done, and what had been decreed against her. Then the king's personal attendants suggested to him, "Let a search be made for beautiful young virgins for the king. Let the king appoint officers in all the province of his kingdom, that they may gather all the beautiful young virgins to the citadel of Susa, to the harem under the supervision of Haggai, the king's eunuch, who is in charge of the women, and provide them with whatever cosmetics they need. Let the young woman who pleases the king be made queen instead of Vashti." This proposal pleased the king, so that is what he did. Now there was a certain Jew in the citadel of Susa whose name was Mordecai, the son of Jair, the son of Shimei, the son of Kish, a Benjaminite, who had been deported from Jerusalem with the exiles who had been carried away with Jeconiah, king of Judah, by King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon. He brought up Hadassah, also called Esther, his uncle's daughter, for both her father and mother had passed away, and Mordecai had adopted her as his own daughter. The woman had a lovely figure and was beautiful. So when the king's commandment and his decree was announced, and when many young women were gathered together to the citadel of Susa under the custody of Haggai, Esther was taken into the king's palace and placed in the custody of Haggai, who was in charge of the women. The young woman pleased him, and she won his favor. He quickly gave her cosmetics and a portion of food and provided her with 7 maidens out of the king's palace. He promoted her and her maidens to the best place in the royal harem. Esther had not told her people or her family, for Mordecai had prohibited her from telling them. Every day Mordecai would walk in front of the court of the harem to find out how Esther was doing and what was happening to her. Now before each young woman came to King Ahasuerus, she had 12 months of beauty treatments. The standard treatments were 6 months with oil of myrrh, and then 6 months with special perfumes and cosmetics for women. Then, when each woman went to the king, she was granted whatever she desired to take with her from the harem to the king's palace. In the evening she went there, and in the morning she returned in the second harem, which was under the supervision of Shaashgaz, the king's eunuch, who was in charge of the concubines. She would not return to the king unless the king was delighted in her and called her by name. Now when the turn came for Esther, the daughter of Abihail, her uncle Mordecai, who had adopted her as his daughter, to go to the king, she asked for nothing but what Haggai, the king's eunuch, who was in charge of the women, recommended. Esther won the favor of all who saw her. So Esther was taken to King Ahasuerus, to his royal palace in the 10th month, which is the month of Tebeth, in the 7th year of his reign. The king loved Esther more than any other woman, and she won his favor and kindness more than any of the other virgins. So he set the royal crown on her head and made her queen instead of Vashti. Then the king hosted a great feast for all his officials and servants in honor of Esther. He announced a holiday to the provinces and gave gifts at the king's expense. When the virgins were gathered the second time, Mordecai was sitting at the king's gate. Esther still had not divulged her family background or her people as Mordecai had directed her. Esther still followed Mordecai's direction, just like when she was brought up by him. In those days, while Mordecai was sitting at the king's gate, 2 of the king's eunuchs, Bigtham and Teresh, who guarded the king's private threshold, were angry and conspired to assassinate King Ahasuerus. Mordecai found out about the plot. He informed Queen Esther about it, and Esther told the king in Mordecai's name. When the matter was investigated, it was found to be true. They both were hanged on the gallows. It was written in the book of the annals before the king.